We have no prep for this show.
Yes, we
so
do.
So you're blathering about menstrual cups beforehand, yes. Ladies. This is what the show's become, by the way.
Oh, we went from bacon cups to menstrual cups.
I was literally
going
to start
Oprah's
this.
Well, now that Oprah's off the air, we have to, you know, fill that space.
Yeah, I was going to start, though, with a joke because I got two girl co-hosts today. I was like, which gynecological product is sponsoring us today?
Oh, great.
And then you guys, like, while the mics are dead, you're like, oh, which brand of menstrual cup do you use? Like, Jesus Christ. It's supposed to be sarcastic. Not reality. This is Papa's Basement. My hell, this episode. These two gals.
Oh, you love us.
InPapasBasement.com is the show's website. Ugh. It's like that orangutan in any which way but loose or whatever.
Oh, yeah. What's the one with Tony Danza?
I do not. Oh, who's the boss? With the orangutan.
Yeah, but he did a movie with the orangutan.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what it is.
It's going for a joke, damn it.
Sorry.
I don't remember either. There was, I think...
Didn't, I vaguely remember what
didn't
you're talking
George
about.
Costanza do a monkey movie and Matt LeBlanc did a monkey movie?
I think it was
that was dead
the
air.
NBC lineup.
Oh, I thought you were going to make a BET joke. You're disgusting to me. What?
Going Don't, Ape.
Going Ape. Which one, whose was that?
That's Danza's.
Tony Danza's.
Yeah.
And then part two was with George Costanza and part three was
there's
Matt
a,
LeBlanc.
There's a damn monkey movie with George Costanza.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, was it about a hotel?
Yes. Dunstan checks in.
Yes.
God, why do I know that? Oh, my poor brain. So full of bad nothingness.
I can't remember how to get here, but that was in the back of my head.
Yes, Dunstan checks in.
Oh, my, that's horrible.
My head is like Dunstan checked out a long time ago.
I'm John Papagiorgio, the
Hi.
Host. Hi, Allison.
You are looking quite dapper.
I am.
Yep.
Do you like the way that the pouch on my sweatshirt puffs out above the protuberance of my gut? Protuberance,
wow.
Something.
This is beautiful.
To make me extra puffy.
Now so I know why you wanted to make this the dirty episode.
Well, it looks like I have gin-soaked guts now that are just expanded.
Wait, there's gin in here? You didn't tell me?
Decades of alcohol abuse. My. Yes, there's some beef eater you can pull. Pour into your bare eyeballs.
Gross.
For my viewing enjoyment.
I prefer Bombay, but whatever.
Bombay is the only gin that tastes like humanly consumable anything.
That's delicious. Bombay Sapphire. The regular Sapphire is disgusting.
Beefeater is the mascot of vomiting through your nose.
Ugh.
It's pretty gross.
I don't. Now you're going to try to convince
when
me
I
to
was
drink.
A kid at age 13 and we would raid my friend's, his parents' liquor cabinet.
Yeah.
We would drink everything. We would like pour Goldschlager into Johnny Walker into Finlandia. And we're like, look, we can make cocktails too.
Yeah,
we're
but that's
so
like
adult.
When you're at McDonald's and you're putting ketchup and mustard and mayonnaise.
Exactly.
And you're like,
you
know,
dare a kid at the lunch table to eat
C.
it.
Yeah.
And you would
and you think
bust
you're a chef.
Out. I mean, we were drinking. You would pull a Kitty Dukakis, like saw the bottom of a roll-on deodorant and drink that. And then he'd pull out the beef eater and be like, whoa, man.
That's gross.
Slow down a bit. We haven't reached that point yet.
Who is
we're not
Kitty
that
Dukakis?
Desperate. Kitty Dukakis, the wife of Michael Dukakis.
She's that wealthy. Why doesn't she just go to a liquor store?
Because he was in politics and she couldn't really be seen like drinking in public.
So
and
she had
to hide her alcoholism.
Wow.
She would run to like, the medicine cabinet and like yank the ball off of a thing of secret. And do shots of that.
I've gone through some like bad bender withdrawals, like Vegas trips, but I never.
But
was,
why
like,
wouldn't you just put it in
the...
a Snapple bottle or something?
Yeah.
Like, why do you gotta be the crazy lady sucking on secret?
So everyone's walking around with their cocktails, and you're like, I'm not drinking. I've just got the Snapple with the label peeled off. That's
you
literally mean, what I would do at my friend's house.
You bring your travel mug of coffee.
We would drink half a Snapple and fill the rest with vodka. And they'd be like, hey, parents, what's up?
No one's going to smell this.
Yeah, but
would
exactly.
You, when you Vodka's drank from scentless. Their liquor cabinet, did you actually fill it back up to the line like with water?
No, we just drank it. We gambled that his parents were such ragers, they wouldn't notice. And it took them years to figure out.
Yeah.
I would never try that because I have Russian parents. My dad knows vodka doesn't freeze. I mean, water doesn't. Vodka doesn't freeze. That was right.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say they're Jewish parents. So they'd be like, a 16th of an inch of my whiskey's missing.
Yeah, but I actually had kids that tried to have kind of a drinking party on my watch. Not on my watch. Not happening, kids. Sorry.
Whose kids were they?
I did some agency work.
Not yours, barren womb. I like how that was comedy.
No, I know you don't have kids. That's why I was like, who's
no
kids
immune
are-
system for you, AIDS.
I mean, I worked with kids for a number of years, and these through an agency. And there were two 14-year-olds and an 18-year-old.
Those
and
are
I wasn't
kids.
Really, I know.
Were you like babysitting? Or?
Basically, yeah, for a few days. And the 18-year-old, she says, well, you don't really have to watch him, but he has a curfew of like 1 in the morning. So just make sure he's in by curfew. And then he said, hey, can I have a couple friends over? And I said, yeah, but I don't want a partridge bus of people just coming over. And sure enough, these kids just kept filing in. And his parents were in England with the Queen of England. Like they were, yeah, they were staying at one of the ambassador's homes or something like that. So it was a pretty swanky thing.
Were you babysitting for the Kennedys? Like,
I mean, he's a pretty important guy. He was the attorney for... with the stuff with Hillary.
For Chef Boyardee.
Whatever the stuff was with Hillary, and then the guy killed himself. He went and sought an attorney, and then he...
Uncle Phil's daughter?
And then he went and was mysteriously dead. Well, he was the last person he talked to, and so he did this whole big case in D.C. talking about the rights, the client attorney privilege that they have, and he wanted to uphold that even though the guy was gone.
By the way, This is Allison Frank talking. If you want more talk about dead attorneys or whatever the hell...
But I'm just saying, like, he tried to have this big, huge party, and then his friend there, Eddie.
I like how you cut off your own Twitter plug.
That's fine. It's out there anyhow.
Like, I don't care. Let me ramble.
Kids like to party and drink.
Yeah, and so I said, you know what? This is not going to happen here. And he went and he had all these coffee cups. He took them up. They had a game room upstairs in the attic that was finished, and they were going to whatever. And I said, hey, if you guys want cupcakes and lemonade, you can stick around. But if not, then your friends are going to have to go somewhere else. And
did one of them, like, mock you? And they're like, yeah, we love cupcakes and lemonade.
No, but the one kid, he's kind of like an Eddie Haskell, and he takes me to the side, and he goes, hey, listen, how much are they paying you here?
What a little hustler.
Yeah. I mean,
he's like,
I
could give you some money or whatever. And he's like, do you know who my aunt is? And I said, no, but maybe you can go to her house and take this party over there with
She's
you with
so
all your
cool.
brown bags. Yeah. I said, you know, if you guys want to stick around, but all your brown bags, you can take them somewhere else. Like, I'm not going to rat you out, but you can't do it here. And
yeah,
then the Eddie Haskell comes back. He goes, now, listen, I see you got that nose ring. That means, you know what? You were 18 once. I was like, this kid is too much. Yeah, he's probably.
Now you have to worry about that stuff. Yeah. Like, you know, when I was growing up,
yeah,
no one gave a shit.
Yeah. And so I told the kid, I said, hey, listen, you want to have your party here? You can do that. But I'm taking the twins, the 14-year-old, and we're going to go to
my
house.
And then you pointed at your chest?
No. And I'm going to take them out of here and they'll be at my house. And then when
pointing at your shirt, sorry, I can go on.
When your parents want to know why they missed tennis and why they missed their engagements tomorrow, you can explain that's because you wanted to have this raging party.
My little cousin said she had to go to bed because she had to wake up for tennis lessons. I wanted to backhand her.
Well, I said, or we could call your parents who are with the queen and see if it's okay. Or you can take this party off of this property. And he's like, what about at the end of the driveway? As long as you're not on this property, I don't care. But I think your neighbors are going to notice that you guys are at the end of the driveway in the street.
What a bunch of little shits.
I didn't do a lot of like teen partying. Yeah. It was always just with dude friends and we just got drunk.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised it didn't degenerate into rampant homosexual behavior.
Yeah.
Like, we just all got really drunk and like found Playboys and went to different rooms to whack off to it.
Yeah.
And like, not once was it like, hey, you've got a mouth, Steven. I'm shocked in retrospect.
Yeah.
Man, like in
that
middle
I didn't
school,
go that path.
People I went to school with were already having ragers and like their parents had these massive mansions and no, we were like down at the boathouse and like nobody knew and like everybody's like fucking each other. And
well, this guy, he's
that's
a
big party.
Wig in DC.
Like, it always
and
weirds
like in middle
me
school
out.
Already doing that. I was like the odd ball and I was like, no, I can't drink because my parents let me drink at home. We're Russian. Mm-hmm. I know what that leads to.
Yeah, it got to me. Like, so many people, when they first got to college especially, they would tell stories like, oh, I got so drunk last night. You're like, yes, and? They're like, no, that's the story. And I'm like, dude, I was getting shit-faced when I was 13, but you needed pussy. That's the cherry on top of the sundae. That's what makes this a story. To this day, I'm freaked out when someone's like, I got so wasted, and that's the crux of it. You got so wasted, and who did you fuck? Who did you come inside because you were so wasted?
That's gross.
Like, I think
that's
I had maybe
is.
One or two parties
why I don't drink.
That got like had any
Allison,
women.
It's okay to come inside people.
No, maybe if you want to make humans.
I think two parties in my entire high school career that had chicks
or
around.
Non-tempates.
Can you shut the fuck up while I talk? How's that?
Are you still here?
Yeah, I can kill the mic so we can go the way I wanted to. Instead of you two shits yabbering back and forth.
Right. Get the fuck on with it, John.
I'm saying there are two times there were chicks at parties, period, my entire high school career. I remember it vividly to this day. They hopped one time at one of them, got into a hot tub, girls I was in class with, and then pulled off their shirts and were down to their bra. Oh. I wanted to fucking just jack it right there.
No.
And turn that shit into egg drops, egg drop soup.
Oh, that sounds like eighth
grade
for me.
It was horrible.
That is gross. You guys are nasty in school.
So when someone acted like they drank and that was the point of the party, I'm like, yeah. Did you see
she
the wet fucking tits?
She was over here just asking food recommendations from professors.
What?
Which cafeteria mess hall should I eat at?
That's right.
All right, yappies. Where's the show going then?
Yeah.
Well, I actually do have a good topic.
All right. Let's feel this one meander. Continue.
Damn it. Now I lost it.
Oh.
But you know, this kid, I actually saw him when he came home from school, and that's how I got on to him. He came in and he just went downstairs to the basement, which I wasn't aware there was any booze down there. And then he came up with a brown paper bag, put it in his trunk, and went back to school. Because when you're 18 senior, you can come and go, I guess, between your classes or whatever. And then once I went downstairs, I realized there was a fridge down there with beer. And I took all that beer out, and I took all the alcohol from the bar out. And
oh,
I
that
think
kid shit his
yeah.
pants when he got home.
You know, the thing is, when he left.
He was going through alcohol withdrawal.
Yeah, when he left with his friends, his curfew, that was like at 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock. And he left. He could have stayed out till 2, right? But he didn't. He came back like an hour later, and I'm playing cards with his brother and sister, and he's just hanging around with us. And I'm thinking, you know, you were just at Party Central. Like, what's going on? Like, what's happening? And he goes, hey. And he's eating Goldfish crackers. And I was like, yeah, what's going on? Do you want? No. And he was just like, hey, like, what are you going to tell my parents? And I said, well, nothing happened here, so I don't have anything to tell them. So
hopefully he learned from that. Cause
I think he probably
did.
You know, but this kid, they went on a trip to Europe, and he had a thing. He had a thing for a girl, and his parents had a strict curfew. Mm-hmm. The kid went out the window. He got a rope, went out like the third floor window,
oh my
down,
God.
Got third degree burns on his hands, and still went on the date. And when he got to his date was like, "Oh my gosh, your hands—they're terrible!" And they went
he's
to
like
the emergency room.
It's like sympathy hand job.
And that's when his parents picked him up. But, I mean, you got to give him there. That's pretty good for romance. I mean,
he's adventurous.
To burn up your hands.
I did
like
none
that.
Of that. I just took weird drugs as a kid. That was my adventure.
This is actually the topic that I had.
Oh, let me look. Let's look at this show prep.
Yeah.
We pass it around, kids. It's
Obamacare ad. Hope he's as easy to get as birth control. Got insurance. Oh, it opened a new tab. I hate iOS 7.
It's basically a ad of this chick who's like, I can bang around because I'm on birth control. Thanks to Obamacare, I can still get my birth control. And then at the bottom it says, birth control will not protect against STDs. Condoms can. Or
well, I'm looking at it right now. It says, got insurance, ? Let's get physical. OMG, he's hot. Let's hope he's as easy to get as this birth control. My health insurance covers the pill, which means all I have to worry about is getting him between the covers. I got insurance. Now you can too. Thanks, Obamacare. This goes back to what we were talking about.
Is Chelsea Handler now designing?
On the show the other day. Yeah, and it's just like this flat, kind of weird-faced broad. I'd hit her. You know, she's average looking.
Well, she's easy. All
next
she wants to do
sleazy,
is take her birth control.
Yeah, this sleazy kind of alpha-looking guy.
That is disgusting.
No, this goes back to this Jesus Christ almighty.
Is it popping up?
No, I just shut your damn browser. You have 9,991 unread emails?
No, that's probably not right.
I'm looking at the number right now.
I have a lot of email boxes in there.
My spider OCD sense is just going nuts. And don't act like I'm some prick. If I were, I'd be going through your photos right now.
You can. There's probably pictures of like babies and beaches.
Yeah, you can go through mine.
You're not
too.
Doing it
there's
right
nothing,
then.
There's nothing dirty in mine either.
Well, no. Well then.
Help yourself.
All right, popesses.
Well, you should know. You get all my dick pics.
Oh, do you? Do you send him some? Oh.
I've gotten nothing from Arena in any department.
Sent you a sexy Santa picture yesterday.
Of yourself?
No, it was a giant black woman. And I said, see, I knew Santa was black and a woman.
Oh. Yeah, it was just some big fat black dumper bent out. Not the good kind of fat black ass.
She looks like she's nice reaching under the Christmas tree.
The bad kind.
Yeah, not
just
good.
The beefy kind.
Ugh.
So. Yeah, I
not the precious kind.
I wanted to. Yeah, exactly, the good kind. No, it's just so weird to me that chicks like to put out there like, oh, it's so hard to get laid. I really hate that.
Nobody
because,
says that.
Yeah,
as long
do.
As you're on your birth control, you're fine.
No, women, a lot of chicks will put that out. And it's always disturbing to me because it
I'll say
needs,
how easy it is.
It needs to, Allison, you're being honest here.
Yeah.
That always needs to come with the caveat, it's hard to get laid by a man I would like to lay me.
Yeah.
A woman can
but
always just roll
I don't
over
I don't
in
agree
a
with
fucking
that
ditch.
No.
And 2 seconds later,
yeah.
a dick will be inside her. And a guy's like, hey,
that.
My name is Tommy.
Yeah.
I see where you're going with this.
But that's not true. Do you think that's true?
For a dude,
yeah, it's, definitely
it's
not
actually
hard to get laid, but it's
hard to get laid, even by a pig sometimes.
Oh, what, for men?
If you're
I
scraping
think things,
the bu- yeah,
I think
if you're not
have
bringing
changed
much to
now,
the table.
Where guys kind of have the upper hand now, and they can just be like,
are you shitting me?
No,
that
they
used
don't.
To. Wait.
No.
We're
don't.
Going to act
yeah.
like times changed for men to have the upper hand. There was a time where a dude could be like, suck my dick or I'll have you beheaded.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
You got one.
Yeah.
You got one.
That's when you.
If we're getting into
the,
if we're getting in the time machine and setting the dial to when it was good, there was a time that was
oh,
the case.
Oh, my gosh. I just wanted to put this link. I heard the Game of Thrones theme. Song.
Da, 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 da. Yes.
I got so excited and they were like this December and I was like what is it starting and it was just the box set. I was just like that's mean they shouldn't even play that music for
wait
that.
What about boxes?
That's another story. But do you think it's difficult for yourself to
no,
get laid?
No. Quality lay for sure.
No,
but I don't want to just get laid. That's
no, I'm saying but you could if
yeah.
you wanted to you could pick your choose.
Yeah, I could go out and be like.
But not trolls. I'm not talking trolls. Like
good looking guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a certain je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
My so middle name. My
it's
middle
called
name
easiness.
It's called wearing skirts so short my ass hangs out.
It's called I throw it around
like
a
But I don't
like
think that's
frisbee.
True. I think women do have the upper hand, and I do think that
they
women,
do now.
Yeah.
Holy fuck do they do now. Yeah.
But I don't know what women you're talking to that say, oh, we can never get laid because I don't, they're
sorry,
lying.
Sorry, what?
Seriously, even as
alarm.
A cat, I got excited about it. Yeah.
We just need to get to the chorus, if you will.
Oh my God, I fucking love this.
It's the best thing ever.
It's cats set to Christmas bells.
What?
It's actually the Game of Thrones theme, but it does sound like Christmas.
Wait,
too.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a,
I'm probably the only
it's
person
some
in the world
Siamese
that hasn't
cat
seen
just
that.
Meowing the entire thing. He just yeah. the guy chopped his cat's meows into a song.
Last year, you played a lot of Christmas theme music
with
cats. With
the cats.
Oh, yeah.
That was last year. God,
was
it was.
Delicious.
I brought in that CD. It was just lying around.
Oh, like the dog barking and
yeah,
stuff like that.
It had a dumb name too. It wasn't like Jingle Paws. I'm trying to think.
It was like that.
It was
so beautiful.
Bad.
But
so
who
bad.
Are these women that are saying that? Because they're not telling the truth.
Son of a bitch. Why do I have a missed call from these people?
I don't know.
Hold on. We're pausing the recording.
Okay.
Wow. What magic did we interrupt?
Oh, lots.
What do we have to get back to?
I don't know about girls complaining that they can't get laid.
Oh, that's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at you, little Miss Memory. Shit.
Yeah. Oh, no. For the poll lock.
Calling shit and shit.
Good thing she showed up. We'd be fucked.
Count the whole crux of Christ knows
but
how many.
But who is complaining about that? I don't know any women who complain. I mean, if they they're
a little,
complaining
a
in
A little
jest.
Lady called Sarah Jessica Parker. How's that for starters?
Isn't she married?
He's talking
to
about
a gay.
No, he's talking about the program, the whatever Sex in the,
the
City
program. All right, Grandma.
Actually,
which program was it?
Actually, my grandmother called it her stories.
The stories, yeah. All grandmas call them that.
Oh, did
watching?
Well, no, mine was programs with a U.
Yeah.
For the most part, but occasionally a story, yeah.
Yeah.
Watching Sex in the City as an adult, I'm like, that shit is
what a bunch of dumb cunts.
Yeah.
But that's what he's saying, that these girls complain about it, but I don't think, I think if they're complaining about it, they're complaining about it in jest.
Samantha
no, it's
complained.
Not in jest. It's always like, I can't get a decent guy.
Oh,
and the answer
yeah.
is
that's different. That is true. Like we can all get laid and get laid by handsome
well, no,
people.
It's the way that like dudes.
But can you find a nice guy? No,
what do you mean
really
by
can't.
Decent guy? Like he
chivalry
stops to buy you flowers on
yeah,
the way
yeah stuff
down.
Like that
boning oh. you the first time you two met. Like.
Exactly, he pauses to put each petal in your asshole.
This is romance.
Before I stick it in your bum, should we bathe together? It's all like. That gray 50 Shades of Gray. He's like, I'm gonna wash you.
Oh my! Did you read really? That?
I
haven't
no.
read
that. Yeah, I was gonna say I'm going to shower you with my urine. That's
I saw a movie
50
called
Shades
American Psycho. That was enough for me. The hooker scene.
I like the 50 Shades of Grey. Crap,
I know what romance is.
The rough stuff. Like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's fun. The current girlfriend totally not.
Yeah.
Oh, does she find any of that degrading? It takes me back to Along Came Polly, which is a shit movie.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Except for Alec Baldwin and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, I like.
And there's like
I,
a whole
I, Philip Seymour.
There's
Hoffman.
A whole monologue. Yeah, yeah, there's the whole shart thing. First
yeah,
of all,
yeah, yeah, that's.
But
fun.
Then he is going on and on about how on a first date, or just when you're first having sex, you yeah. give a woman a spank, just yeah. one to show her who's the boss.
Yeah.
And then the next time, piece of shit, no talent, and yes, he is Ben Stiller.
Right.
Sees Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's like, yeah, I gave her the spank. I don't think it was a big hit. And like just off the cuff, no pause. He's like, oh, yeah, some women find it incredibly degrading. And then just takes like his basketball shot. I fucking lose it at that each time.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah, he's good in that.
So I'm in that
what
camp
was it
right
in
now.
That movie?
Along Came Polly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about having several partners. Polyamory.
Is it?
Oh, fuck, that died. That just died on the vine.
Yeah,
no, it's about some bitch named Polly.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston and her ferret.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. She's quirky, so she has a ferret. Yeah.
She's always losing her keys.
Yeah, how silly.
Oh, gosh. That is so
she's
fun.
Like the new Drew Barrymore.
And then she slipped out of banana
they're
the
same
peel.
Age, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Drew Barrymore is
yeah, I mean, she was doing stuff when she was yeah. young. Yeah, yeah.
Drew Barrymore might be younger. Bets right now. Pausing the show for bets.
Yeah.
Who's older? Allison.
Aniston.
You, Jew.
I think Aniston. I think they're actually the same exact age.
I'm going to go with Aniston.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it much of a bet, but maybe we're all going to be winners. Yeah. Drew Barrymore. You look up Aniston.
I got it.
What you got? What you got
59.
For me?
It's
what?
A race off.
Jesus, it isn't even close.
She's not 59.
Barrymore.
No, I said she was born in 69.
Barrymore, 75.
Yeah.
Not even
oh, wow.
fucking close.
I guess drugs are bad.
She
all the cocaine she did at 8 years
Barrymore
old.
Barrymore just has that mush face, but Aniston's had work done. Like, she used to have a huge, gross Greek nose.
I think she actually just does a lot of yoga.
Nah, well, she had, like, a Greek beak. Like, she's had a nose job. That's wasn't true. That the whole storyline in Friends that she yeah. had? And it was, like, this joke thing, teehee.
Yeah.
That Rachel had a nose job. Yeah. She had one in real life. She's fucking half Greek, man.
Yeah.
Her dad looks like a big fat Telly Savalas, but with hair, which means nothing at this point. It looks more like Onassis, maybe. Just like this big Greek
guy. I know
guy.
Savalas.
John Aniston, yeah. I believe his name was.
I know Savalas.
Not a handsome dude. And then he just fucks some
Savalas
blonde.
Isn't bad, though.
Telly Savalas was amazing.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I like
hold
him.
On. Telly Savalas. Yeah. People Magazine,
Kojak.
I believe.
You remember Kojak? No.
Who Loves You, Baby.
Yeah, with the lollipop.
There you go. Look up Telly Savalas, People Magazine.
Wasn't okay. her dad
and
on
then
like
get a get a twat
opera?
Fan because you're going to need it. Sit on an ice cube. The way that they kept the ice pit cold circa 1842, you're going to need it when you see this picture.
Okay. What's
you on it?
Kojak wasn't almost, a soap opera, was it?
I'm not on images. Oh, gosh.
You this, on it? Expand it for this one. Let her know she's really never going to find a good man now because this one's in the dirt.
Siri, find Telly Savalas.
No, just come around and take a look at it.
Yeah.
Fine. I punched up a picture.
Yeah. Ugh, this my computer is terrible. Look at his screen over there.
This is what manhood is. This is a man right there. Look at that. Look at that ample bosom. Look at his pouty lips.
Yeah. Let me see. I bet you.
Weirdly pink nipples given his coloration for Telly Savalas. Strangely pink.
That's the same stance Jennifer Aniston always does in pictures. I don't know how he made that.
It's in our blood.
He's handsome.
That is not.
I mean, that's not my. That's not where he's the hottest. But I
he
mean,
looks
the
like
thing,
he just got done fucking one of the strippers at the Bada Bing room and came downstairs to close up
nice,
the shop.
Just in his bath towel.
He's got his gold chain on, his blackened eyebrows.
Wiping the load she whacked out of him onto his tummy.
What
off.
I didn't know is he had a
oh,
record.
I got some
and
shit.
Like,
some schmutz.
And it was Telly Savalas sing.
Get in my belly button, baby.
Oh my.
Clean it out.
Yeah. Yep-a-roni.
I think
I mean,
a lot
he looks
of,
better here. Look at him in the bow tie.
You
oh
know the
God.
Show's going nowhere if even Allison's doing a yep-a-roni. She's like, wow. Yeah, it's real fun when I say there's no prep and you both go, let's just do a show anyhow.
Yeah.
This is what you get.
Well, it's fine.
Yeah, we get it. Because did you not take your supplements today? You're in a dick mood.
No, I'm ganged up on. Feel intimidated.
We have not ganged
two
up
strong
on you
women
at all.
Attacking me.
Whatever.
It's just hard.
You're ridiculous.
Being the only man here.
Yeah.
That's we wanted to talk about
he
the chicks.
He's like, let's do some emotional eating, guys, and not do the second show.
It's just people, I think, don't know what to look for that makes them truly happy.
You mean as far as scrumping, you mean? Or what?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Where
exactly.
did that come from?
Put two in the...
I just wondered.
No, we were talking about
scrumping?
Chicks.
Yeah, complaining.
It's sex.
Yeah.
We're talking about women complaining they can't find a nice guy.
Yeah.
I think in general, men and women,
yeah,
they do not know for the life of them what would make them truly happy in a relationship. Do you not agree on this?
I totally don't agree.
I mean, I do in a sense because I do.
You shut up for a second. Allison's talking.
I do because I think we're in a society where everything we can
thank you.
Do it bigger and better and instant. And it's become like this Tinder society with everything. It's just swipe to the right, next one. Swipe to the right, next one.
I think
one.
We're way too, we have so, too many options and it's too easy to be like, oh, the chick I'm with right now, she's only an 8.
Yeah.
Like, she only brings me fast food before we fuck and I kick her out.
Yeah.
Like, is that someone really I should fight for?
This other chick might be bringing me Chipotle.
She insists on watching her stuff 10 times.
You have one disagreement and you think she's not worth this headache.
Yeah.
And you think, well, yeah. Okay, you go to the next one. There's
we all
headache.
Think
yeah.
we are so goddamn entitled
yeah.
to everything we want.
I
especially
believe that.
People, let's be honest, who aren't fucking attractive.
Yeah.
If we're going to just call a spade, why are you Mr. 5 entitled to the 9?
Yeah,
because Jim Belushi is fucking Courtney Thornton Smith or whatever her name is.
Exactly. And, I blame celebrities.
Yeah, because King of Queens gets to blow a load in Leah Remini before she was a fat slop bucket.
But
it doesn't really work
really
like that in
myself,
real life. Like attracts like for the most part.
She's a bitch on that show.
Oh, she's
no
a
wonder.
Cunt in real life. She's horrible.
I can't believe it.
Horrible. She was on Don and Mike, like, oh, she ruined that show. They had her ISDN in for like a month or something.
Why?
Because she became tight with the show, and I guess this was when King of Queens was huge.
Yeah.
So it's like, why wouldn't you have that on? It's like, I'm trying to think, the bearded asshole from Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
And he just magically wants to call into Papa's basement every day for the whole show. You'd be like, does he mesh with that? No, but I get to say, fucking Duck Dynasty is on my show. Similarly, back when TV mattered, they were like, we have Leah Remini on our show.
Yeah.
She fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Guess what? She doesn't have a background in radio.
Well,
and she couldn't play along, period.
Yeah. And I think we go back to that. Like, it's different when people are funny and they're funny with their friends and then they think they're a comedian. But when it comes to improv is different than acting and so on and so forth. And then you realize how truly talented those people are when you see people who are doing it so poorly. Even people who have been doing it for years and years.
Oh, yeah.
But like Remini, she's
stinks.
An actress. And even if she's doing well and she's successful in that show, just for her to come on the radio and do improv or to gel or be
totally
a conversationalist,
different.
It's very different.
Acting, there's no improv really to that. Yeah. It's like, what's my line? What's my line? What's
exactly.
my line?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. You're right, though. This podcast, by all standards of mine at least, sucks shit.
Yeah.
Put me up against any other podcast short of like a famous one, though, I'll fucking demolish it.
No,
hey,
that's
even
true.
Some of those famous ones are pretty bad.
No, and that's what we had this conversation before, and I know some very talented people, and I've listened to their podcast, and it's not been very good.
It took years for me to not sound like shit, and that's not because I'm some dunce.
No. Yeah.
Like, I'm ahead of the curve when it comes to being passable behind a mic.
Yeah.
And no one puts in the work I put in.
Yeah.
When it comes
like
to these
I told
podcasts,
you, like,
too.
I've
they
heard,
do one a month for like a half hour.
Yeah, I've heard Bill Burr like on Opie and Anthony, and I've seen his stand-up. I've seen him in D.C., and he's very fun. And even the way he engages with the audience, it's very fun. But I listened to a couple of his podcasts, and I really couldn't get through
them. So many comedians do it solo.
Yeah, like, and that's right. He's by himself. And I think maybe there's other times he has guests
or
something.
Well, it's almost like Toastmasters. It's like, I'm impressed you could talk for that long.
Yeah.
I didn't laugh much, but
some people actually, Corolla, I listened to his show, and even though he had guests on, primarily he carried it and he was telling stories, and I could have probably listened to him all day long.
But he needs that other person there. There are times like when Veronica's on the show.
Yeah.
You've never worked with Veronica,
no.
I think either of you. She wouldn't talk much.
Yeah.
She was there for me to talk at.
Right.
Like, she had maybe 15 words an episode.
Yeah.
Even just like, the two of us, like, I feel nervous that we're not talking enough.
Yeah. No, but I liked Corolla. I mean, he's good with storytelling. He can engage an audience the way he carries himself.
He does a lot of one-man shows. I went to the one, actually, with Tolu.
Yeah.
Was it good? Yeah, it was good. It was funny.
So I think there are people who can do it, but I think we take for granted that just because you're chatty with your pals or you're chatty.
It's so different.
It's very different.
You can run a room.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's like you're bad behind a mic. You're pretty competent. And that's about as nice as I'm ever
that's fine.
Going to get. You're passable.
I'll take my gold star.
But you flick on a mic.
Yeah.
And there's like Allison just changes. I mean, like turns on a pin. And again, you're able... It's so funny. It's like, is someone able to capture 50% of what they are off the mic?
Right.
And if they're funny, that's a great goal to strive for. Right. To be half as funny, half as likable, half as charismatic as you are just shooting the shit in the car ride over.
Right.
When the mic goes on and you're recording and you're making this into a show.
Exactly. It's very different for whatever reason. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't done it long enough to analyze it to that extent.
But I think because you're...
Why is it different? I don't know.
It's environmental and it's different. We're closed here in a closed room. I think if we had cars passing by and people, there's other action, other things to kind of bring in.
My theory?
Yeah.
There cannot be pauses.
Yeah.
Really on the podcast. If there's more than like 2 seconds,
people,
it's like the end of The Sopranos. You're like, what the fuck happened to my headphones?
That's right.
Where
that show's dead.
Yeah. It's easy to be funny if like every 15 seconds you're lobbing one out.
Right.
But you know how difficult it is to be funny and pronounce all of your words correctly and get your breaths in and not really stop and know where you're taking the conversation and know where that is going after that.
Yeah.
And then making sure everyone gets their turn. It's a lot of spinning plates for this dumb little monkey.
That could have all just been dead air.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's true. But there are different, I think people have to find, I guess, if they're behind the mic and they're doing a podcast, they gotta have to really find, you know, what works for them. Even people who do movies. There are some people who do movies and they do movie podcasts and it's very engaging. And there's others who are just not really good behind the mic. You know,
now you have one friend who does a movie podcast.
Correct.
So what's his name? So we can throw him under the bus.
Oh,
Blokebusters. He tweets me once in a while.
Oh, does he? Good.
But I meant his real name. I remember the podcast name. Brian of Blokebusters. So you're
Brian
saying
Klosterman.
That Brian Klosterman's podcast is a hot piece of shit. That's what I got from what you were
saying.
Right,
exactly.
You are a horrible friend, Allison. We had Brian on the show.
That's what she says about our show.
Yeah.
No, he is good. He's passionate about movies. He knows a lot of movies. And actually,
he was good on the show.
I mean, I
can't say I've listened to Blokebusters, really, but he's good on the show.
Yeah,
what else?
I take his movie advice. I'll say, have you seen this one? Or you catch this one? Or what do you think about that one? There's a couple programs. That we don't really see eye to eye on. I think, that's trash. I think one of them, I think he's a Walking Dead person. And I think, I'm not sure we can be friends. But, you know, you and I are still friends, even though you love Walking Dead. And it's garbage.
What? I don't like it.
Yes, you do.
Not really.
Yes. Come on.
I quit like a season and a half ago.
Oh, you quit.
Yeah.
Oh, you quit.
Same way I quit Sons of Anarchy after like
cigarettes.
Season...
I'm on cigars.
I think we had, I'm saying that through my trach ring. I think Sons of Anarchy, I quit a couple episodes left in season 3.
Yeah.
So would you say I'm still into that, too?
I mean, I quit Walking Dead
2 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
I'm on to Walking Dead now. Christopher Walken joke.
Fuck.
Great.
Fuck. Give me back that time, Lord.
I know. I quit Walking Dead, too. It's just...
So you were into it, too.
I just can't. For a while. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, my God, there's so many fucking zombies. Why don't they leave this area?
Well, the first 6.
Yeah.
I think, was it Frank Darabont is directly responsible? By the way, we can tie this into a news item.
Okay.
He's suing the shit out of AMC, saying they withheld millions from him.
Oh, really?
So this is suddenly a current event story.
So is that
right there?
Indie
flawless
film people.
Is he the main guy, the beard guy, the Love Actually guy, or no? Who's
no,
suing?
That's Rick.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not Frank is the guy behind it.
Oh,
not,
he's the
not
writer.
The stupid pretty faces who go rah, 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 with his words.
Okay. I gotcha.
He's the guy who made it all happen.
I gotcha.
And he did. I think he was directly responsible for the first 6 episodes. So if you catch that season 1.
Yeah.
Season 1 sucked.
Fuck.
He deserved that money.
That was enjoyable.
It wasn't to me. I saw the first 2 episodes of season 1.
I didn't like
it
at first,
it
but
so
when I was able
stupid.
To do them all on Netflix, I really enjoyed season 1. After that, he leaves, and it's like, we're on a farmhouse for 72 episodes. Like, they fucking, in the time they were on the farmhouse, I think they had enough episodes for syndication.
Oh, man.
Why are those walkers always together?
You know what? You're right.
Do we still need the need for companionship beyond the Ted?
I didn't like it. It went from, I don't want to say action-packed, but right. They knew when to inject action, and they knew more than anything how to put you in this place of, what the fuck would I feel like if this was going on with me?
I gotcha.
And then the show became reality TV with zombies around.
Yeah, pass.
I can't believe you left the front door open. I'm going to the confession booth to bitch about you. Oh, fuck that show. Yeah. It was nothing but shitheads screaming back and forth at each other. It was like Basketball Wives.
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead after a while was just guys screaming at each other. Mm. Like it was almost like voting each other off the island.
Yeah.
It was so fucking bad.
Yeah, I'm not into anything right now. Nothing on TV. I don't. Somebody said I should try The Blacklist. I don't know. Have you tried that?
God, a network show?
Yeah.
Like, you literally just, if they say it's on NBC, white noise in my head after that.
Well, that's what somebody said. They were watching the Almost Human one, and I was like, they just pimped the heck out of this. And he's like, oh, it's really good. I was like, it is not good.
I think, I can handle some comedies because I can believe a comedy. You're lighthearted. You don't want to curse. I get that. There are times there's a good comedy, even a movie, where you don't really curse. It happens once in a blue
moon. Parks and Rec is good.
Yeah, Parks and Rec, New Girl, Secret Shame of Mine.
I think New Girl's terrible.
But a drama, shut up and die. A drama
where
there's no cursing.
You're like I'm Justin Bieber for her.
Like, you know, the pit and the pendulum, that thing is swinging and it's about to sever
and
your
you're
carotid.
Like, oh, fudge.
You're like, oh, narts.
That's me.
I'm about to kiss the Reaper.
That's me.
Yeah, that is you.
I'm you're like, hot butter popcorn. This was a tense moment.
Yeah, someone could pull a revolver on you. You'd be like, fudge off, brother.
I watched that Millionaire Matchmaker show yesterday, and they had another
reality
show.
I watched that, too, for a little bit. Yeah, I did. And?
I never know when stuff is on. But, like, that chick, the matchmaker, she's terrible.
Oh, God, that bitch. I know. Actually, I've never
She's terrible at her own relationships, but it made sense. I would only let
She looks like
match
Monica Lewinsky, right?
That's kinda. Being mean to Monica Lewinsky.
Hold on.
No, she's not horrible, but she, and you know what I was thinking yesterday? For this show, like, she is good for TV because she kind of does push the limits and kind of does say those things. So it keeps them coming back.
No, I think there's definitely parts
now
she has
that like
scripted.
Bat mitzvah nose.
No, but she's I'm saying, even if it is, they kind of do it in a good way. I mean, I've seen other ones where just the editing and the music and the lead-ins are not very good. But whoever choreographs that show and puts each segment together does a really good job.
That part, they had that part yesterday where she was like yelling at her staff for picking like terrible girls, and this girl's like gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah.
What the
fuck
are you talking about?
Look at
like,
this.
How about when she just took the girls' jugs? Did you see that? And she's like, "Do you have boobs in there?" And
this is a pre-op.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah.
But if you saw her in person, you'd
before
be fine.
Before she had her eyes
That's
pulled back.
That's a pre-op.
Back.
You'd get that down by the docks, and she'd be like, put it in my pooper because I'm on the rag. And then, like, one would tumble out of the pantyhose.
Sounds like the
Where
voice
do you
of
find
experience.
These people?
Yeah.
He's been there.
Oh, well, you know, we've all had
this
a slow
is autobiographical.
Are you sure it wasn't a merman?
Look at this. Oh.
Yeah, she's terrible. She had another terrible... That Courtney girl from the Dallas or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm. And then they went to each other, the Norwegian guy.
Yeah, that guy was gross. Like, that guy had a creepy-ass mustache. And if he wasn't worth $6 million, which he, like, let everybody know 10 times.
Yeah.
Nobody
But he was kind of funny. I did appreciate his sense of humor. And they kind of edit it to their own advantage. So I think in person he's probably pretty charming. I mean, they clip and put together whatever they want. So, I mean, he was
incredibly unattractive.
I mean, he really was not handsome, but I think he was kind of clever. He made a couple clever jokes and stuff, and that was good, considering she was kind of...
All right,
she's kind of more like you. Like she was
I'm
kind
done
of
looking at
there.
This ugly bitch. What are you two yabbering about?
Well, we were talking about the match that she made. And two, she sets up these millionaires, and then they have... what's the little party, the meet and greet or whatever?
Yeah.
She looks like Melanie Griffith, like, but now.
Yeah.
In a black wig.
Yes.
Like she never
what?
Had the
That's
hot.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
She never
right.
had the hot time though.
Yeah, Melanie Griffith. No, Melanie Griffith was hot.
Yeah, exactly. I'm saying if we take that time away and extirpated all
like
memory
all the
of it.
Botox is coming to the surface.
That's what this broad looks like. This broad has had a lot of knifey time.
Yeah. But, I mean, if she didn't and you think, hey, she's got all that money, why doesn't she do some knifey?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So anyhow, in this particular particular episode, the two millionaires, one was a millionaireess and one was a millionaire, and he chose her, which I thought was pretty ballsy. And I think if I was the chick, I probably would have went with the two because he picked her. And that's kind of like manning up. That's confidence, you know?
When I first started watching that episode, I was like, I thought she was setting them two up.
Oh,
like, in the
I think that's probably how they edited it to piece it together.
But that girl's a fashion blogger, and she showed up. The grandma Daisy Dukes, like, those were the ugliest shorts ever, and this like leather shirt, and then she's like, yeah, I wore my Gucci's, like, okay,
I know, that was
don't name brand drop, like, who cares?
Yeah, exactly, who cares? I was thinking the same thing. I was rolling my eyes. Like, oh,
she's like, aka Shoe Fabulous, I got these from the $39.95 a month club. Let's be real.
I don't know, but they made pretty good. I mean, he seemed like he kind of came around, so it's fine.
She
but
also,
it's TV. So.
She also looked like shit for 31, and then I realized that she's on a morning show now, so it all makes sense.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Oh, sorry.
No, I...
Well, it's just so funny.
The
rolling
of the show
that, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I
kind
of
feel like a boxer at age 50. Like, I just... I was brushing my teeth, and next thing I know, it's 4 p.m., and I'm driving.
Oh, goodness. But yeah, so there you have it. But I do think whoever the production team on that show, they do a good job because the pace of it and everything, the way they pull
what
it
is
together.
The show? Why?
Who's the Millionaire Matchmaker?
Who's this bitch who has bangs that are a different color?
No. What I was saying before is...
Who's this fruit who looks like he stuck his finger in an electric socket?
They're not there anymore. I don't know what happened to their old staff. The goth people, they were looking kind of goth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not
that's true.
They wound up getting married. They were her assistants.
They married each other?
They did. Mm-hmm.
I thought that dude was a gay.
Two words, no, beautiful children, and he's gay. He just has to figure it out. No straight man has hair like that.
I mean, wait a minute.
It was really annoying that
she lives
they
married
LA,
each other.
Mm-hmm. And that Norwegian designer guy on last night's show had like a pink limo and... His whole thing is like colors of Norway. Like, that's his store.
Ah,
and she's
shut up with that shit for a second.
You're into pink? Are you sure you're not gay? Like,
that's stupid.
I know. Some of the shit she says.
This is weird, though, because that guy, like, those are just without dolling themselves up, those are both like threes.
Right.
So when the guy puts in all that work into his looks,
right.
Ow. He could do a little better.
He's talking about Patty's assistants from previous seasons, the goth-looking
people.
No,
those people had personality.
Pfaff.
Yeah. Yeah.
His name is Destin Pfaff, or I'm guessing Destin.
You know why they're not on the show
Pfaff
anymore?
Pfaff or Pfaff, something.
Why are they? I don't know.
This is what I was saying about Patty. She's terrible at relationships, so are you going to try to throw that cup back at my head?
Just take it. I don't want crap. Take the trash.
She's bad at relationships, so you know what they say, those who can't do or teach or whatever. Right. So like that's why she's good at setting other people up.
Yeah.
But you never see past these first dates what happens.
But
to
they
any
do
these people.
Give you a little clip and sometimes they do follow up. I haven't seen all of them, but I've seen when the new season starts, they kind of do like a whole few days. I don't know what network it's on, but they kind of do a whole few days of just one program, and it has been on. And so sometimes I'll catch a couple here and
there.
Why
are we even discussing this when the dating program was perfected with Blind Date, starring Roger Lodge, or as
I actually
he's billed in Japan,
what is it called?
Lodger Raj.
Love Connection with Chuck Woolery.
Roger Raj.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I just know we got to pop out in like 2 minutes because the 4 o'clock, it's 3:58.
That's how I know how long commercial breaks are, because Chuck Woolery would always say, we'll be back in 2:02, 2 minutes, 2 seconds. And that's how long the commercial breaks are.
Who's this Chuck Woolery?
He's actually not bad. He's about 150 now.
Yeah.
He's kind of like a Hasselhoff.
He's bronze come to life.
he's in the Hasselhoff category.
No, I know who he is. Yeah. I just can't picture him.
Let's punch out. God forbid you not get in here at 4 fucking p.m.
Oh, man, is it your friend?
No, it's not my friend. Apparently, every woman who's gone through menopause
loves
to get on a mic real prompt like piece of human garbage.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Yeah, God bless her.
Okay.
In Papa's Basement.
Wow.
.com. That's the show website.
I got you.
Can we go eat now?
It's late. Don't you want to beat traffic that we can't beat? Because we would have had to have left 2 hours ago.
I would have had to never come here to beat traffic.
Where do you have to go back to?
MoCo.
Oh.
John Papa Giorgio at Papa's Basement for me.
Yes.
Arena over there. Good having you on again.
Yes.
At Mile High Jew. Allison Frank at A-L-L-I-S 0-N Frank.
That's correct.
Find us on iTunes. That's the big thing to
subscribe.
Do.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. There
We've all subscribed. We love us.
I have subscribed, actually. I think I gave me a rating, too.
Ooh.
I think I quoted Spinal Tap. I just said shit sandwich, 5 stars, or something like that. I think that's my review. Oh, but go and look at the reviews. That's mine. Find it. Add your own to the pile.
Alrighty.
Hey, when you mesh up this paper cup, it kind of looks like a vagina.
Oh, gross.
Don't I know?
She's nasty.
A little Vaseline and you got a stew going.
Just like home.
Papa's Football Podcast is the other thing to find on iTunes. That's the football show I do with my buddy Howard. And last but not least, thespookiescomic.com. I write that one.
Yeah.
I'm starting a blog soon.
Oh, really?
GirlLovesTV.com. Where I review TV and commercials.
It's not the worst name I've ever heard.
That's good.
It's not bad, actually. All right. Everyone got their plugs?
Yep.
We're out of here.
Boom.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.